Hi, this is Christina Milanovic. I'm here with Brandon Crois, one of the writers for the show and also an occasional voice actor.
Oh,
always,
hey.
Yeah, he always complains bitterly, but...
I used to direct, too.
Yeah, that's right. Good director.
Hey, thanks.
And a good writer, hey.
I'm okay.
So I'm going to ask the obvious first question, which is, how did you get pulled into this? You predate me, so...
It began like so many ill-fated stories with a Craigslist ad. I was adjunct teacher of a freshman composition at two different colleges at the time.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, still getting over it. I was reaching the end, although I did not know that yet. And as a means of procrastination from grading the piles and piles of overdue student essays, I would scour Craigslist for writing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I happened to come across this one that, you know, I don't even remember at the time how defined. It was definitely going to be an audio project, but I think also the thrust of it was that it was going to expand into a card game and,
yeah,
you know, it was going to be an intellectual property that was going to just balloon out and do all this other stuff. But the part of it that really interests me was the story, because I was an inveterate dweeb growing up. And
like most of us.
Yeah. Well, I'd kind of fallen out of touch with that in college. And I'd finished recently my... Master of Philosophy in Creative Writing, which is probably the least marketable degree you could possibly earn for yourself. So, I mean, I'd really been for a while in this sort of, you know, high literary culture, and I was tired of it, and I wanted to just have fun with writing, and, you know, I'd forgotten why I wanted to write in the first place, and it was because of those, you know, dumb fantasy novels, Lord of the Rings and Dragonlance and all that. So that's how I got in. Andrea posted a Craigslist ad and I bit and dragged the other writers in with me, kicking and screaming.
Wahoo. So given that you don't really play any major characters, you play, you know, a couple of like little side characters, but do you have a favorite character?
Favorite character to write for, or just in general?
Both.
I think Jareth is a version of me from I'm gonna say junior year high school, when I was very like uptight and like, you know, had certain ideas and ideals about things, but meant well, you know, but it was just very like stringent in expressing them. And also that he's a teacher and I had been a teacher. So it was kind of like a mashup of those things that I've really enjoyed writing. And of course, Mike, who wouldn't enjoy writing for Mike.
Yeah.
He's basically me when I'm trying to be funny.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, you seem to have broader interests than the character Mike.
I don't know. In season two, we've discovered that he's interested in contemporary architecture.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Do you have a favorite character, not just to write for, but if you were gonna meet one person, one character from the show, who would you wanna meet?
Probably Jesus.
That's another spoiler, everyone. You gotta stop making references to things that haven't happened yet.
I'm sorry. That was just a great episode.
We'll get there soon, I promise.
We're going epic. Biblical, even. Favorite character I might want to meet. Possibly Targanane. I'm gonna go with Targanane.
Uh-huh.
He's got kind of a wild past. He seems like an interesting guy.
Lots of war stories.
Lots of war stories. Lots of secrets. You know, a lot of things going on. Spoiler.
Cool. So how, once you've, once this is finished, since presumably at some point Second Shift will end and we'll stop doing this.
I don't know about that at all anymore.
Or will you be still doing this when you're 80? And
It's honestly quite possible.
But, I mean, what's next? What do you think?
Hollywood. John Tanzer and I, who have been writing this together since season one, have been hard at work on writing spec scripts of current television shows and trying to sort of broaden our writing portfolio in a eventual effort to, you know, show run the next Battlestar Galactica, the re-envisioning of the re-envisioning. It's going to be great.
Yeah, how's that working for you?
It turns out they got it all right the second time, so I don't know. But yeah, probably L.A., hopefully, and, you know, get rich and famous and retire somewhere to my New England farmhouse and teach college again.
College but composition.
But this time be tenured and get to teach creative writing
as
I wanted to in the first place, but since I hadn't written anything, you see, they didn't trust me with the burgeoning young minds of...
I don't know that I would trust you with burgeoning young minds either, but you know.
I don't trust myself. You are wise to distrust me. While we're here, could you do me a favor? There's actually a replacement line we needed you to do with Zana.
Listen, you.
could you please say for me, Rasputin rules with.
No,
rigid,
actually,
rural.
I can't. I'm sorry. That's physically impossible. And I hate you.
This is the second interview in which I've gotten verbal hate from someone. Is it me?
Anyway, yep. Well, this has been Christina Millard speaking with Brandon Crose.
This has also been Brandon Crose. Being hated on.
That's right. No, nothing but love. And I mean that, really.